Miss Sabatino here, Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino, and our guest in this particular segment is Ed Smart. He is the father of a woman you'll remember, Elizabeth Smart, and he is merging his efforts to fight human trafficking through the Elizabeth Smart Foundation with those made by Operation Underground Railroad, or OUR. So, Mr. Smart, thank you so much for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's great to be on with you.
Tell me, what is the why did you merge with the Operation Underground Railroad?
Well, when Elizabeth started, when we started the Elizabeth Smart Foundation, our efforts were aimed at prevention, supporting the internet crimes against children, which is child pornography, and also doing what we could to help rescue children. And so when we met up with the OUR, Operation Underground Railroad, it was a natural because all of our mission statements work together, and there is nothing more important to us than seeing that, one, the children are rescued and given an opportunity for a new future.
Yeah, I should say, Ed, just for our listeners, I meant to do that to begin with, that it was June 5th in 2002. Ed's daughter, Elizabeth Smart, who was then 14 years of age, was kidnapped from her bedroom, and she was found alive 9 months later in 2003, just a few miles from her home with her captors. So I just wanted to give that background, Mr. Smart. How is your daughter doing now?
You know, she is just doing amazingly well. I think she's the exception to the rule. And she's married. She just had a little girl about 6 weeks ago. And she is just doing phenomenally well. And, you know, that's what really our focus is to see not only that they're rescued, but that they're given an opportunity where, you know, they can make their dreams come true, and they do not have to reside in this crippled position because of events that occur in people's lives.
Are there parts of the world, Ed, that need more help than others in fighting child slavery?
There are some. You know, they have come up with a figure that, you know, one, this is a $32 billion industry. So, you know, next to drugs, it's right at the top. And there are about 2 million underage victims that are being, you know, sexually assaulted around the world. And so Thailand happens to have about 800,000 of those. So there's this huge, huge problem over there. And of course, many of them are trafficked in from neighboring countries. And so this is a big issue, but it exists here in the U.S. too. There's no qualms about that. Whenever we have major sporting events, there is huge trafficking in those cities, and it is definitely something that we need to address and to do something to make a change.
Mr. Smart, Carl Sabatino here. I do know that there have been, and you just mentioned major sporting events, there was a rather significant push by the federal government, the FBI, at the last Super Bowl. And you noted major sports events where there's an increasing recurrence of all of this. Are you working with any legislatures, state or federal authority, with reference to increased activity in this area for monitoring, watching, surveillance, whatever it may be, to reduce this problem? Is your organization doing that?
You know, OUR isn't directly doing that. I am working on that with another hat that I wear, which is the president of the Surviving Parents Coalition. And so we're definitely working on that. As a nonprofit, we're kind of limited the amount that we can really lobby for the issue. We can create awareness, but as far as lobbying goes, we're the IRS kind of prohibits us to an extent. We can do some, but we have to be very careful about how and who that's doing versus, you know, being out there. The Surviving Parents Coalition is a lobbying effort to try to help make a change. And there actually are two bills that are being worked on right now that are trying to address the issues of trafficking and basically fine-tuning pieces of legislation that have previously been proposed in helping to address these issues.
You know, I want to say something to our listeners. You're breaking up a little bit here and there, and we apologize for that. But to my question to you, Ed, is that how much of a problem is human trafficking in the United States? We understand that it is a big problem in other countries of the world, but what about here?
You know, it's really interesting to watch what is happening in the United States. I can entitle it probably best by, is your boyfriend a pimp? And many of the girls that are being trafficked here in the U.S. are brought out of many different economic levels or classes, however you want to describe, you know, how our communities are put together. But basically what is happening is the, you know, pimps are going out there and developing this relationship as if it was a boyfriend. And they are enticing the girls with, a huge amount of affection and support and understanding. And it's this, this dream come true where really it's creating a nightmare. And many of them don't look at it as being a nightmare. The problem is that, you know, they're being given all of these gifts and this, this lifestyle that perhaps they haven't enjoyed in the past, and so they see this as truly, it's their boyfriend, and this is an issue that we really need to get parents to wake up to. If it looks too good to be true, boy, you better check it out. It's a big red light out there. So we need to address the issues here in the U.S. That's a big one. There are about 8,000 to 10,000. Children, girls, boys that are trafficked into the U.S. from outside the country per year that, will be brought to significant areas where the trafficking, whether that's New York, whether it's a World Series game or whatever, the event might be, and they, basically traffic them around to maximize their revenue. So when you talk about a $32 billion industry, this is absolutely part of it, and the U.S. is a huge part of it. And I think that we need to work more to help children recognize what is happening to them, that, you know, this is not appropriate. And you would think that that would be an automatic thing, but what happens is the grooming, the coercion that goes into this is quite amazing, and many times it will not be beating them or putting them out of the street. They'll just look at what they're doing is bringing a source of income to their lifestyle.
Certainly,
and so it's kind of outrageous.
Well, I want to thank you, Ed Smart, for sharing this project and for your continuing efforts to make sure that this doesn't happen again like it did to your daughter, Elizabeth Smart, back in 2002. And I'm delighted to hear that she's doing well and just had a new baby. So thank you for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Thank you. And we would just encourage everyone to go to OURrescue.org and join us, get some more information, and see how you can help rescue children.
Will do. OUR.org. Thank you very much.
Well, that's very interesting. A much bigger problem here in the United States than people want to recognize or at least admit to.
Yeah.
And speaking to some of the law enforcement people, particularly at the FBI, there are over 250,000 missing children in this country.
I know, you know, on television programs, you see these pictures, you know, so-and-so, have you seen this person?
You just walk in your local Walmart. There's a wall always to the right.
That's amazing.
Filled with young girls, mostly young girls. It's quite sad, and it's a problem that the FBI has on their to-do list immediately to make sure they can't do something about this, and that's why they were working.
Well, I mean, any parent should be cautious.
Yes, without question.
And I know you are because you have a young one.
Absolutely, and always in eyesight. Always in eyesight. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Let's move on. We have more guests coming on the broadcast. It should be interesting. And again, you
are. Are you going to rant and rave or just close us off?
OUR.org. OUR.org. This upsets me. Call Sabatino. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
America Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. You've probably heard of food combining in which you eat to completion one part of your meal at a time. Our bodies digest different types of foods at different rates. For instance, fruits, vegetables, and salads are digested first, then cheese, and finally meats. Seems that if foods that digest quickly are eaten with foods that digest more slowly, the lighter food has to wait for the heavier food to digest first before the body even gets to it. During that time, that food starts to rot, fermenting and producing gas and alcohol. Some food can take 4 to 5 hours to digest, so gas, acid, and indigestion from the decomposition of foods waiting in line to be digested can cause us pain or clear a room quickly. So eat light foods first, then follow with the heavier. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This sharpshooter notched more than 50 goals in 6 consecutive seasons, and he's still the Montreal Canadiens' all-time leading scorer.
Lemaire to Lafleur, in the big zone, Lafleur in the slot, shoot, score!
So, where is Guy Lafleur now? After retiring, the Flower was enshrined in the Hall of Fame and was named one of the Canadiens' special ambassadors. But it was his second career that took off. Literally. He earned his helicopter license and has since flown VIPs in and out of Montreal's busy airport. Guy also operates a pair of restaurants outside of Montreal, but well within reach of a helicopter. Guy Lafleur, flying high in his second career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.